Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
Wizard on off.
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Vixen J.
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and Steve Aoki. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Hello, guys! If you're listening to my voice right now, I'm either about to throw up because I'm not feeling good, and that means it's also Wednesday. So welcome to another edition of the Weekend Review.
Crap, can I get Lysol?
Seriously, I think it's because of the rent. I'm sick to my stomach right now. I am so scared of what's going to come out of your mouth right now.
Oh, no. It's not food I can tell you that much.
Oh, my God. Well, tonight, I take over your segment, Douchebag of the Week. And let me tell you something. It's not going to be as bad as your rant, but someone will definitely get it today.
And tonight, I break my silence, like she's been saying, from a little issue that's been brewing for months. Huge plans from Nintendo, theme park news, and, of course, a whole lot coming up on today's edition of the Weekend Review.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network.
Why did you tell me to click and click and click?
Are these headphones that we got today? Oh. I hear the clicking and the non-clicking and the other clicking, and it's annoying.
I don't know. It's weird. Are we on?
I don't know.
I hear us. Yes, I do. Okay, okay, there we are. Yeah. guys, just bear with us because they changed the whole entire thing and it's going
they,
like
they upgraded
on and
our system. This doesn't tell us anything. Situations that goes to show you why we really are live.
I don't work and we changed.
So anyhow, what did we do this weekend? What didn't we do? It's a blur.
We saw Valentino Khan.
But before I get there, we actually did our live podcast from PDQ.
Yes.
From their video game night.
Is why we're having issues now because I can't find some of the stuff that they took.
Yeah, he probably left there. If you guys tuned in, you saw us talking to Mario and Luigi, to Princess Zelda. Uh-huh. If not, you could like... Julio was there from our longtime listener. We met a lot of cool people. We met artists. We met cosplayers. They're actually going to be willing to come on the show. So that was pretty cool networking right there. We spoke to people sitting next to us eating.
Yes.
So
the tenders were great.
Yeah, they did. The Buffalo tenders. I mean, if you guys could go like every month, they have different events.
Yeah, the next one's going to be pirates.
And then midget wrestlers.
No, it's not midget wrestlers. Explain, that's not going to happen.
Okay. But if you didn't catch us live, you could always download the episodes.
Yes. It's on our website, www.elementsofnight.com.
Yes.
And, of course, if you guys want to call in and be on our show, it's easy. Just dial 516-387-1667.
Yes.
Or if you're listening to us on your computer, it actually touches the phone number right there.
And it says press to click,
talk to us and all that.
Because we really are live on the air. We're actually hosts.
Yes. It's 804.
All right. So you also mentioned, so Friday, Bitcoin was packed, crazy packed because of my erratic.
Alumni.
DJ Zog. His name is Oliver Zigbee.
Yeah, we're sorry for the people that went there and had issues at the line.
It was crazy. It was really packed. Yes. But things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on the situation. Please don't give up on us. We do have killer parties every weekend. Then Saturday, Valentino Khan.
That was amazing.
What was cool though, this guy is on Periscope. You know me, I love Periscope. I've been selling Periscope to everybody, to Lizardo, to Howard, everybody.
We'll be on Periscope pretty soon, like doing like a pre-show before the show. It's just that you were very sick.
I can't sit up right now in PJs. There's just no way in hell you guys are going to see me without my flutters on.
No.
Not going to happen.
So.
So I was Periscoping with him. We were Periscoping with him on the plane on his way to Miami. And then I was Periscoping with him in his hotel room waiting to come over to Steam.
Yep.
And he's a really, really cool guy. And I tweeted him because he retweeted all of my tweets and whatnot, you know, promoting him at our event. And I asked him, so he's a huge wrestling fan. And he's a nerd like us.
Yes.
If he would like to come on the air maybe one day and just talk nerd stuff and wrestling, he's a huge John Cena fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could talk to him about that besides his music set everybody knows.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. We'll try getting him on here. We have worked on getting next week a cosplayer and her photographer.
Nice.
So they're going to be on our show.
Very nice.
We're talking to one of the writers also that we met last week.
Yes.
She'll be on our show. And I'm working on a contract with a girl from Japan.
That's going to be cool. So we actually had a cosplayer from London, Australia. And now we're going to have one from China.
Which the funny thing is, my friend, my selfie buddy, Albert, is in Tokyo right now, Japan. And I am so jealous.
You mean you're jelly?
I'm jelly because, wow, the things that they have there is amazing. He went to a store and had like all these old school Nintendo games and all these statues.
We need to go to Japan.
It's $2,000 per person.
Did you go to Travelocity?
Yes.
Because I could get that probably cheaper.
No, we're out to track on Travelocity because that was expensive.
But speaking of Japan and our Asian family members and partners and whatnot, as you know, Mama Panda Bear over the weekend gave birth to twins. And unfortunately, the smallest one died today. I want to cry.
Okay.
I want to cry. And the reason, I mean, not only because I'm obsessed with pandas, I love pandas, but I was in Washington when she gave birth to Bao Bao. So the fact that she gave birth to Bao Bao's siblings, you know, it's I don't know. I'm connected to them. It's sad.
I mean, they're in danger, so it's very sad that that happened. But, you know, hopefully they'll have more later on. But let's get to some shout outs.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to Lucio. It was his birthday this past weekend.
And he had a hell of a birthday weekend.
He didn't remember half of it, so that's a good thing.
My eyes.
To Palm Trizzy, thank you for purchasing tickets for One Night in Miami, and hope to see you there and all the other events that we do. And of course, to the Miami Dolphins, finally, you guys are coming home to play in your stadium. Please, nobody get hurt this weekend because I cannot afford any of you guys to get hurt.
Yeah, wishful thinking. My shout out to John Carlos from Steam. Thank you so much for always treating us like we're extremely VIP whenever we buy VIP. To Ava, the VIP bar host. She is amazing. I mean, the staff there is top-notch. Can't complain. To Howard from MLC Records, from Ernesto, the lead guy from Immortals, and to our very special birthday shout-out, Giovanni.
Yep. And, of course, we have a bunch of events coming up. This Saturday, we're actually going to have a special show at Light Up the Night Block Party in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, one of my favorite robots.
I'll be posting the flyer up tomorrow so you guys can go. It's a free event. Come by, check us out.
A lot of artists are going to be there. A lot of local vendors are going to be there. I know that about a month ago they were having applications for if we wanted to have a table. Some of our local friends are going to be there promoting their stuff. We will be there as well promoting, committing all of our events and doing our live broadcast as well. So if you want, pass by our table. We have a signing sheet where you can get all of our newsletters. You could get, you know, in touch with everything that we, and you could probably want a VIP table to one of our events.
And on top of that, we're going to have tickets for Oliver Heldens there and tickets for One Night in Miami that will be for sale.
Cash and credit card accepted.
No, no credit card. Cash only. I do not take credit cards. No. No.
Okay, sorry. Cash only.
So next Friday is the final night for two events, not just one. We got the final night of One Night in Miami.
Wah, wah, wah.
Which is Headhunters,
12 Planets,
Hector, I forgot the last name.
It's
on our flyer. It's a badass.
But the thing about our committee events, if you all went to State of Emergency, we had a lot of big headliners, but then a bunch of other headliners that weren't on the card showed up to show support. So we saw Lucas, we saw Happy Colors, we saw, I don't know who else, but like people always tend to show up and make little cameo appearances. So, you mean, if you went to emergency, or if you heard about it, you know that was like the place to be that night. So this being our last one night in Miami, I couldn't imagine how big we're gonna go.
Yep. Also, WeWick is gonna be at Club Steam. It'll be the final time we'll be at Club Steam on Saturdays. They're actually closing the club because we're moving somewhere else, which I cannot watch until like next week.
I give you a clue. It goes beep beep.
Okay. And then Life in Color Orlando hits Sunday on September 6th. So guys, get your tickets for that. If you want to go to Orlando, they're $45, very cheap. All you have to do is use promo code EO1 for One in Miami or for Life in Color. And for WeWick, just say EO1 at the door.
And if you can't make it to the Orlando Life in Color, no worries. We got to cover for the Miami one in January.
I mean, all you got to do is go on our website. You go on our website, you click on the events page, you'll see all the crazy events that we have. Pick the one you like, buy the tickets, use our promo code, and there you go.
We also have Fool's Gold.
Yes, we do, with Floss Adamus and all these. It's just too
many events. We just have so many killer events right now. I mean, we are so lucky and blessed to be in this industry and working under such a great company that it's like, wow. You know, look at all the cool events that we're doing.
Yep, no, I mean, it's amazing. This week we have Proto Hype. Big and Slim is going to be there, which is one of our best friends and all that. So it's going to be cool to see them playing and Proto Hype. I'm not into dubstep that much, but you know, I'll get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking like that?
Because first of all, you are the guy like, I can't stand trap. I hate trap.
I go but to support. I'm gonna go to support. Yet,
when we went to go see Lucas, I don't know who the hell you were.
Nobody knew who I was when I was on Coco FM playing Psytrance. Like, everybody freaked out.
Who are you?
So it doesn't matter. It happens everywhere.
Oh God.
But we have a bunch of news from this past week, and also,
yes,
we saw WWE SummerSlam.
Well,
you saw Stephen Amell, who plays Carol.
Yeah.
Like, he can't sell a doorknob to a door.
I mean, buddy, I mean, you're on TV. You're going to be wrestling without your shirt, do some abs, or have some spray abs on you.
He was
that was
very,
disgusting.
He was very out of shape. And
he was very flabby. His tits flapped more than you.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm getting a little better. I've been going to the gym, so don't worry.
I was about to get him a support straw.
But I don't understand that. And then, of course, your favorite lady.
My girl, Ronda Rousey. Finally, after this a-hole talking so much shit about her because she's being a girl, she finally fought back.
What did she say?
She said, this is actually towards Floyd Mayweather. She goes, I think I actually make 2 or 3 times more than he does per second. So when he learns to read and write, he can't text me. Boom! Shots fired.
So it's going to be a huge thing going back and forth between them because they said that Ronda Rousey's the best fighter in the world.
Yes, she is.
But they're saying Floyd Mayweather, he does not like to be second spotlight. I'm sorry.
That guy hugs more than Barney.
That's all he knows to do is hug and dodge. He does not know how to go toe-to-toe. Ronda goes, no, you know what? I'm going to go.
Thanks to him, we lost $100 in Vegas.
No, we did.
Fucker.
God damn it. But the other thing is, on Facebook today, I got sent a notification. You would think it would be to a female, but no. I got a notification that today is Women's Rights Day, that they learned how to vote or got voted to vote. And I don't understand why Facebook will send me that out of everybody.
What I find it funny is that today is also National Dog Day. So why would they give us a national holiday with dogs? What are they trying to say?
I don't understand. I mean,
What are they saying? That women are like dogs? We share the same holiday?
No.
That's just messed up.
And then, of course, my favorite man in the whole entire world, Donald Trump.
Yes.
He actually went on a rant.
You think
we
know how to work
this? I know how to work it. It's really late.
Well, that was for the National Women thing.
I hope it doesn't play again. But we have Donald Trump, and we have an actual clip of him. No, that's not Donald Trump.
Nope.
Let's see if Donald Trump comes up. This is actually delivery, man.
I don't know. I don't really like this new system. I mean, I like the fact that the buttons that says hi-fi or whatever are pink. But I really don't like this new board.
No.
Forget the little technical difficulties.
It's going to play right now.
It's going to play.
But, so yeah.
It's not playing. So you want to talk about it?
Well, we can talk about it. Basically, he said that he'll never eat Nabisco again. Oreos.
Oreos. Because?
Because basically...
Oh, here you go.
The other day, Nabisco. Nabisco, Oreos, right? Oreos. I love Oreos. I'll never eat them again. Okay? I'll never eat them again. No, Nabisco closes a plant they just announced a couple of days ago in Chicago, and they're moving the plant to Mexico. Now, why? Why? Why?
There we go. Why are they going to move it to Mexico?
Because it's cheaper?
I don't know. But why would they move anything to Mexico in the first place?
Mm.
I don't know. I'm still going to eat Oreos. I like Oreos. They have all these different flavors. All that burger flavor. They have a mint flavor. They have cheesecake flavor. They have peanut butter flavor. They have Oreos.
Coming from a man that eats Lay's potato chips that taste like mashed potatoes and gravy.
No, it's biscuits. Biscuits and gravy. Whatever. Get it right.
That's disgusting.
So on top of that, our TV shows. We saw a wonderful TV show yesterday. Monday.
Actually, no. I was against my own will to watch this one.
You like Penn and Teller Fool Us.
What is that beeping noise?
What beeping noise?
It goes bing.
It's having a huge delay. This thing has like a 30-second delay.
What the hell? Was it in Mexico?
So I'm going to have to play like the commercials like 30 Before. Seconds ahead. Because it's way, way delayed.
This is annoying. All
right,
go.
So basically, Penn and Teller Fool Us is basically they get magicians, they go on the show, they have to try fooling Penn and Teller how they did the whole entire trick.
I think we've seen, from the whole time we've seen the show, only like two people have actually...
Yeah, one guy they thought was a deck switch, and he's like, no, it wasn't a deck switch at all. And they're like, how in the world did that not become a deck switch?
I think it was, and he just said it wasn't, just to say...
Oh, because they wanted to see if they had any other decks. I like the show. It's pretty cool. It's on Mondays on ABC?
I don't know.
It's on one, I think it's on Fox, one of the channels. It's at 8 p.m., so just Google check it out. But it's a pretty cool show. It's Penn and Teller Fool Us. I liked it. Naked and Afraid XL.
I'm over it.
You're over it?
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
I saw it on Sunday. I mean, those two guys are just going to fucking kill somebody.
I'm so over it.
If it wasn't for them two, those other seven will be gone already.
I think that the original 20 days was already a good thing. Mm-hmm. To double it is an overkill. People, as is, they're not even lasting that long. They're already tapping out at day 30. Mm-hmm. I think it's just ridiculous. I think they should go back to the regular 20 day.
And of course, Mr. Robot, which comes on tonight, which is the finale.
I am not watching it.
Why?
Because after the last episode, it's a remake of the Fight Club movie.
I like it. I'm not gonna watch it. It is an amazing show. So I have to
see. And I tweeted him, and I told him that, and he replied that he's sorry, he's not the writer.
Who did you tweet to?
The main guy. I tweeted him.
Why would you tweet the main guy? He's just an actor. He just does whatever they say.
Because he's Elliot, and I had to tell him.
Of course, on top of that, we also have Jesus, mother of God. Sons of Anarchy are coming out with a spinoff.
I love that show, and the fact that the spinoff is based on the Mayans, I'm like, but why?
Well, that's what they want.
¿Por qué?
Because that's what they want.
Because they
want
to piss off Donald Trump.
Yeah, they want to piss him off.
He's not going to watch it anymore.
He's not going to watch it either because it has my internet. So,
your rent?
My rent's going to come very soon after this commercial break.
I'm getting text messages. When is your rent?
I'll pay my rent. I'll go to my rent after this. Commercial? Maybe. I'll do whatever commercial. This is really starting to get to me right now. So yeah, we're still here. So yeah, what is it they want to talk about?
Hold on, someone's asking about VIP bottle specials. Give me one second.
We're live on the air. Who cares about the VIP bottle?
I do. That's 10%. So what happened with Sons of Anarchy?
Well, they got mines on there. This is getting me annoyed.
What's going on?
No, we can't. I don't know what's happening. So there's no commercials. There's no nothing.
We're dead?
We're not dead. We're on the air because I can hear it over here. But, yes.
How embarrassing.
No, that's not embarrassing. Basically, guys, I'm very sorry about this. We're trying to figure out what's going on here. So...
And we can't even play a commercial to save our skin.
No, we can't. That's the thing that's getting to right now.
So do you want to like give people the background on why the rent? where it came from? Like a quick little synopsis?
It's basically just because I'm just mad. I'm mad at these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would they do something like this?
But why take it so personal? Why take
because
it
they take
just
jobs.
Brush it off. They're retarded.
Let me.
You know what it is? They have little antenna issues.
They have little antenna issues?
You know, they have little dick issues?
Oh, wow. That's messed up. That is just wrong. I don't know. This is getting some... Let me see if I can try getting to a different server, guys. I apologize for this. This doesn't usually happen to us. If I can log into a different server, this might actually help us. And then I'll get to my little rant. What's going on?
There are a lot of prices for Protohype.
Oh. Okay, let's see. I'm here now. Let's see if I can close the studio. Guys, if for any reason we lock for a second, please bear with us for about like 5 seconds, and we'll be right back. Okay. Hello? Okay, everybody can still hear us. Oh, we're still on the call. So, let's see. Let's try this one more time, guys. No, it's... No commercials or nothing. This is getting to me already.
So do you want the event live, or are you still waiting for your audio?
No, it's supposed to be going to play, but... All right.
So basically,
I'm just pissed. This is ridiculous. Hello? Everybody can hear me. I don't know. So basically, the whole entire rant is basically a certain station, which I'm not allowed to say because I got a cease and desist, which is not valid for the company, so it doesn't matter. They basically want to talk crap. They basically want to, you know, say different things about us and all that. Yesterday, they basically, well, not yesterday, Monday, they were saying, oh, you shouldn't work in the station because you don't know about this genre, blah, 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 which is a jab at us because that's something that we told them.
And I know that not that long ago.
This is my rant.
Okay,
please let me say it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
You have a DJ who doesn't know how to DJ at all, who basically is a closet DJ. He plays with himself, you know, at home on his own little toys and all that crap. And they steal from us basically 3 segments. My douchebag of the week, which I've had for over a year and a half with my Finn Bain sports talk show, they stole our Did You Know from the Weekend Review because they posted on Instagram. They ended up stealing, what else did they end up stealing from us? This is why I.
Madhouse?
It's Madhouse Saturdays, which was an event on Saturdays. Now they call that as their show at 12 o'clock on their station. And then this guy, I've had I'm going to say anonymous because I'm not going to mention any people's names. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I have friends of mine saying, why do they have this guy mixing if this guy cannot transition music? He can't change keys. He doesn't know how to blend music. If it wasn't for you, they wouldn't know who Lucas is. They wouldn't know who Snails is. They wouldn't know who Mija is.
Okay, I mean, Panda.
Relax because I'm ranting. And then last week, I mean, he had the nerve to say, oh, A State of Emergency was amazing. You know, GTA, he was a great guy. You know, it's been great. Did you know that GTA is 2 people, not just one? I'm sorry, buddy, but get some people in there that know what they're doing. Because the last time that we called them out, that we have text messages and all this stuff about them, they basically wanted to say, they wanted to basically call us out and go, no, what the hell? That's bullcrap. Because they didn't want the owner to find out. So obviously, we get a cease and desist for something stupid that we never did anything like that. We, you guys aren't live because you guys mentioned today about 3 Americans that saved a France bus and all that crap, which happened on Saturday. So if you were live, you would have said it on Monday, not waited 2 days later. So this whole entire thing that, oh, we're live and we can do this and take out the little bad words right then and there directly. No, bro, it doesn't work that way. This is a small little radio station, but for Vixen and myself to get under your skin and get you guys so pissed off to do this at us, you know what? I don't give a crap. I really don't give a crap because you're taking away my amendment rights, which is freedom of speech, and you're not going to do that. I never mentioned nobody's name right now, but you have an entitled a-hole that thinks he's Mr. Big Shot because he's Mr. Big Shot in Italy. Bro, this is Miami. The people here know about the music. The people know about the culture. They know about everybody who's out there, and you guys have a bunch of idiots in there that the only thing is one girl didn't quit Tinder. They kicked her out because she slept with every single guy on Tinder, and there's no one else for her to sleep with. Because all she wants to talk about is her vagina, and that's about it. You have another guy who worked for another radio station and worked for, starts with an I and it goes beep, beep, beep. Can't really say where it is. But he's still right there. He doesn't know jack crap about music either, because if you listen to their music, they're exactly like Power 96. They keep on rotating the music. The difference between them and Power 96 is that Power 96 gets paid to play that music that many times. They don't get paid anything to play this music. So you're talking about a station that has a tower, which is in downtown Miami, smaller than basically, a pen. That's how much radius they get. So for that, kiss my ass, because the only station that knows about EDM isn't you guys. It's a station that I actually played on, I think like 2 weeks ago.
It's called Coco FM.
Yeah, it's called Coco FM.
And they actually go on live, on location, to do things, which is another funny thing. Coco FM is not a big FM radio station, but you know what? FM radios is really dying out. It's more about online stations such as Coco FM.
Which the point? Wait.
And they go. They have connections at Shots Miami, and pretty soon they have connections at other clubs. But yeah, this station, the case to be all of DM, all dance music. They have connections nowhere.
I mean, the only thing I want to tell you guys right now is your T-shirts are only good to clean up shit that's on my floor and the crap that's on my floor, which doesn't even work correctly because I gotta use three of them to clean it. Thanks for all the shirts that you guys gave me for Comic-Con, because I really didn't use them. You guys went to Comic-Con, interview a bunch of people, didn't play them on your show, so I don't know why you guys did that. You're giving false hope to a bunch of false people. Telling artists to send their music unedited without a contract to put it on the show, that right there, it's a trap. And yeah, we took a jab at you guys way back then when we started the segment, It's a Trap, because that's exactly what you guys do. Is trap a bunch of people to think that they're going to be high, and you know what they're going to be? It's nothing. And I'm sick and tired of it. And you guys gave us a challenge like about 2 months ago when you guys sent us a little in the system, all that crap, for us to go and open our own radio station. And the funny thing is that this little Italian guy goes, no, I'm just kidding. Because you know that if we did, we'll take you down. And you know what? Why not? I can open a station. I have the sources. They already offered me a 24-hour station. So maybe in the beginning of the year, you might see the EON network have a full 24-hour station, which we'll be talking about cosplay. We'll be talking about sports. We'll be talking about everything. We'll have different segment shows all week. We'll have music playing throughout the day and everything like that. So why not? You want to give us a challenge? We'll accept it.
We did, actually. I think we've surpassed that challenge.
Yep. So that's my little rant to them. I'm just pissed, and that's pretty much about it.
I mean, while we're actually living through the events and actually doing live broadcasts alongside with Coco FM at all these clubs that you wish you were part of, I mean, if you want to be a part of it, pretend that you're actually there, you could actually get a promo code to get in.
Yep. So that's pretty much my rant. I mean, you can go rant right now, your douchebag of the week. I can't get any of these freaking things working, and this is just getting me pissed.
So my douchebag of the week.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I get something working. Son of a bitch.
It's not working. So my rant of the... my douchebag of the week.
Wow.
It's none other than Pitbull.
And why?
Because for some reason, I mean, he's not just content with his annoying-ass, ghetto-ass Dale voice on every flipping thing that plays on the radio. He wants to get into EDM now. He totally destroyed Service Tennis and the song with Avicii. Hey, brother. And now he just remixed the whole song with Afrojack, Summertime Love something, I don't know. So why? Oh, wait, let's not forget, he's also destroyed, you know, Stevie B's freestyle song. And Kid Cudi's song, I mean, and Neo's song. He has to be on every song. I mean, this guy is not creative at all. He cannot come up with an original song if it cost him his left nut. He has to just add his voice to something that's already a good product and claim, you know, money from it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, but I guess it's a Miami thing, because there's a radio station that does that too. But anyways.
I mean, see, right now we would have been playing, like, you know, a commercial. Light Up the Night. Make sure to call them and check them out at lightupthenight.com.
The Scarlet Robots.
The Scarlet Robots. And you can check them out this Saturday at the Light Up the Night Block Party in Fort Lauderdale, which will be on Instagram. Tomorrow, I'll follow EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE or VixenJ0601. How the hell do I do a commercial like that? Don't ask me.
You're I just blacked out. You're pissed.
But of course, and then I would have played the Super Mario. So,
you know that tells you that we need to change our
sorry, I'm trying to do all the things I have to do.
Okay, so breathe. I have good news for you.
Yes, what?
So I want to make you happy because you totally like vented. So our favorite cartoons, Bob Burger, they are coming out with little Funko toys.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. I want a Louise.
I want a Bob. But I mean, I want to get a lot of Funko dolls. I mean, they're $10, and just flood the house with them. Why not? You know which collectibles are going to be later on?
I mean, as is, we have a closet full of your crap.
I know,
I mean, collectibles.
But we're going to put them all over the wall.
All over the walls.
Yes, and sure. I'm going to get them all signed every time we go to conventions.
Not going
to
happen.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. There, the stairs look very lonely with nothing on the walls.
Okay.
So, and there'll be a picture of you and me, you dressed as Wonder Woman, me dressed as Batman, as our big picture.
Oh,
and the kids as other actors. Like Miley can be
Harley
Quinn, Jasmine can be Poison Ivy, and then Adrian could be the Joker. There you go. Da. Da.
Yeah, no, about that.
So, going to movies.
Yeah.
Did you know Nintendo came out with a movie in 1993?
Mario Brothers.
Yes. Did you know that that was the worst movie in the world?
I actually liked it.
I actually liked it too, but you know what? Now Nintendo wants to come out with a movie. They go, Marvel's doing it, DC's doing it.
But you know what? Before they did the movie, they had that TV show.
Which one?
The
Super Mario Super Show.
Right.
With
that fat guy and the skinny guy.
Wait, Captain Lou Albino. Yes. God rest his soul.
You know, I actually like this. I actually know the words to the song.
Which one?
Where the Mario Brothers of Loving's a game. Not like the other. Never mind.
So, do you want to get into the whole entire Marvel DC? Not Fox, because Fox really sucks. They fucked up on Fantastic Four. But they want to get into the whole entire scene and come out with movies. The only movies I can see them do is Super Mario Brothers.
Zelda,
which will be amazing. Metroid, which I would love.
I would love to see Metroid.
And Star Fox.
Nah.
The other games, not that much, because really, there's nothing you could do. Well, you can do stuff like Kirby. They don't own Hubert 100%. They only own Punch Out, Mario, like certain games that they own 100%. So maybe Luigi's Mansion will be pretty cool. Also, that'll be a pretty cool movie to see.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So. They're working on that. The number one movie at the box office for the second week in a row is Straight Outta Compton. Mm-hmm. You know what movie did number one?
Fantastic Four.
It's like, I don't know, a freaking thing. But it's a movie with this actor was all crazy. It was American something. I don't know. American Ultra. Supposedly it was like a cult film type of shit. But no, it didn't get on the top.
If you can only see my puzzled face right now. Jessica knows my puzzled face.
And then Marvel decided to bring Blade back.
Why?
Wesley Snipes has sat down with them about reprising the role and all that.
Because he needs more money. He needs to do something.
Yeah, he wants to pay off that tax evasion that he did.
Of course.
But it's not going to be about Blade himself. It's going to be about his daughter.
He has a daughter.
Yes. She's 16 and she's in high school. And then vampires come out of nowhere.
Of course.
That's just to see them.
Of course.
So, and then you've seen Star Wars. Or you've seen pictures of the new movie.
Right.
You see the guy with the lightsaber. And all right. That. Well, his name is Kylo Ren.
Who?
The Sith Lord with a red lightsaber.
Ah.
But the funny thing is that the actual director said he isn't a Sith. He works under Supreme Lord Leader Snork, who is a powerful figure on the dark side of the Force, which is the reason why when you look at his lightsaber, it actually spits out to the side and out the front, and it sounds weird. It's rah, 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 and it's all like distorted.
Wait. Lightsabers have actual sounds.
Yeah.
No.
So it's all distorted because he created himself, but he's not an actual Jedi, so he doesn't know how to make an actual lightsaber.
So he's a wannabe.
And then the mask that he wears is because he has like a fascination with Darth Vader.
He's a wannabe.
Yeah. He's a cosplayer.
He's a cosplay wannabe.
And that's what they said. It's funny. Comicbook.com. I want to give him credit because that's where I found it. They actually said he's a cosplayer. That's what he says. But with a cool lightsaber.
Man.
Like, it probably top off his wrist if he moves the wrong way 1 second. Yep. And then, Star Wars, I don't know what they're doing, but they really, really do want to make a lot of money out of this movie. They're going to buy out every IMAX theater. all 400 IMAX theaters are going to be playing Star Wars, The Force Awakens, for 4 weeks straight.
Nuts.
No other movie.
You know why? Because they probably saw it from your Dragon Ball Z movie that they saw that they actually did that and it was a good response.
No. And it's like no other movie that comes after it is going to be playing in IMAX, which is pretty cool because I want to see Star Wars in IMAX.
Okay, you'll be going with Tapia.
No, you're going with
them. You'll be going with Tapia.
No, the kids want to go.
You'll be going with Tapia.
The kids want to go.
Wait, when is this coming out?
December 18th.
Goddamn. After you say excuse of the 15th.
And then we'll get to the thing, you know, right now. I'm just pissed. I can't do any commercials, nothing like that. It's like, I'm so
mad. That's cool. That's what happens when you're live on the air.
I know. I could do the commercial with the EMO Network.
Okay, go ahead. Are you gonna do that?
Yeah.
In the end?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Well, go. Do you love the party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, visit www.elementsofnight.com where you get all your nerdy info, comic book, video games, and more. So make sure to check it out right now. www.elementsofnight.com.
Ew.
There we go. Commercial's done.
You spit to yourself.
What's
that? Can we do that again on Periscope?
Let me get the paint on my eyes and all that. I'll actually do the commercial live with paint on my eyes.
Like the Ultimate Warrior.
I'll do it.
Oh my God.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So did you know?
Go ahead.
Did you know how many people Batman has killed in his movies?
Doesn't matter.
You know that Batman's always like, oh, I've never taken life from somebody and all that. Well, there's an actual video that shows every time he kills somebody. He killed 45 people.
Only?
Yes. But still, 45 people in 8 movies, that's a lot. I mean, you're not supposed to kill somebody. But he did, because he's mean. Who are you texting now?
The person who bought the bottle.
It better be a bottle.
It says, will it go towards your sale?
Oh. So, yeah, Batman kills people. He's a liar.
No shit, he's a liar. And he's not a real superhero.
Everybody would like to play Batman.
Really?
Yes.
I would like to be
Batman. American Horror Story actor wants to play with him. Play as Batman.
Why?
Because he doesn't have super. He has cool.
You said it.
He's a superhero. He's a superhero. But you know who's a superhero? And is a pain in the ass and he wants to kick Lois straight up the ass and all the way to Krypton? Superman. Because in Superman number 43, spoiler alert. It is said that Lois Lane gave out Superman's identity to the world. That bitch. Like, how do you give away Superman's identity? Like, nobody knew Clark Kent was Superman.
Really?
Because of, like, glasses and all that. I don't know. Well, Superman was under Hordar control and had to do what he said or he would give his secret to the world. So, basically, Superman brought Lois with him. Why would you bring a woman? You don't shit when you eat. Bring your woman to work.
You don't bring the sand to the beach.
Yeah, you don't bring the sand to the beach. So he brought her, and then Horde wants Superman to power all these weapons. So Superman's doing with this X-ray red eye and all that everywhere, going zoom. Lois freaked out and broadcasted to the whole entire world Superman's identity. Superman got pissed because he's not under control of this guy anymore. He destroys all the weapons, but gets mad at Lois because of the fact that he just endangered the lives of dozens of friends who are Clark Kent's. That bitch. All she did was think about herself. She didn't think about the mama or the papa.
The mama, the papa.
Or the other people there. I don't know. That's why I was on a commercial break in the between.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I would get pissed off at you if you told somebody my secret identity.
Which is what?
Batman.
You're not Batman.
Yes, I am. Have you seen me in the middle of the night leave?
If you leave in the middle of the night, you best not come home.
Have you not seen it?
You're not Batman.
Yes, I am.
You're not Batman.
Yes, I am.
No.
I'll show you the secret cave later.
You're so stupid.
But yes.
Lord, grant me patience.
And then we have our In It's a Trap segment. We don't have the soundbite, but it's a trap. So from our social media, we have @HonestFandom says, if someone asks you to spell the word part backwards, don't do it. Because it's a trap.
What is it, park?
Part.
Part?
He's trap. Duh. And then, wit bars restaw.
Did you guys come up with, like, easier
I don't know, man. Like, come on. Like, let's be honest. most tacky Mexican restaurants are meant for whiteness. It's a trap, mi gente. This is not the kind of asada you're looking for.
Meaning?
It's for white people. Those.
Oh, yeah. Mexican. The ones are like really, really hot. The ones in Homestead.
And then mine is, when someone tells you of a cool new movie on a random website that you've never heard of in your life, don't click it. It's a trap. Or it possibly trap. Porn.
Oh, true. Or a virus on your phone.
Or a virus.
True.
So, video games that came out this week, Madden. I got.
Which everybody and their mothers have been talking about.
I haven't played it yet. Yesterday I knocked out. I had to take my kids early in the morning to school. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll play it tonight. Because you don't feel good. So if I knock out, which means I'll be on Madden.
You know what it is? The fact that the whole day to anticipating your rant, which thank you, because like I was expecting worse, to be honest.
I mean I practiced like 3 or 4 times. I didn't want to say the actual station's name.
Everybody that knows us knows who it is.
I mean, they know who it is, but the thing is, to protect me after speaking to my attorney. They said I'm allowed to speak about that set place without mentioning names or the actual station's name.
Exactly.
So, because it leaves the mind open.
True.
Who it is.
So that's why I was a little bit worried. I think that's why my stomach's been hurting all day.
But I wasn't that bad.
I'm okay.
So
you're good. Thank you.
Madden 16 got released. I'm going to play it tonight. So if you guys want to find me, it's DJ FaZe on PlayStation 4.
P-H-A-Z.
Yeah, Z-E. It's DJ. It's spelled D-E-E-J-A-Y.
I don't know why.
But and then Disney Infinity 3.0 comes out on Sunday, the Star Wars one.
So we're gonna get it?
No, I'm not. Because you know who all the cool characters are? Because you get Anakin and Ahsoka. Who wants to play as Anakin Skywalker? Or Mannequin Skywalker? The guys, I don't like them. You know? But you get basically Darth Vader, Han, and Chewie come out September 29th. So guess what? Who loves Infinity part of our family?
Our kids.
Okay. Whose birthday is in September?
Jasmine's.
So who do you think is going to get signed for her birthday? That's
yeah, however. Oh, yeah, because you said that we're going to do September for Jasmine, November for Miley, but then October is a musical.
They're going to have their main party, their main trip in the middle, but they're going to both get a gift. So there we go. Bam. Done. I got her a gift. It'll be the Star Wars version. She loves Star Wars. She loves Infinity. Done. Perfect. And then GameStop has a new stock of collectibles. Especially the one thing unicorn meat.
Yes!
So, talk about unicorn meat for a little bit.
So, as everybody knows, I'm not only obsessed with pandas, but because of my committee family and my committee kids, Oblivion and Angel, we are called the unicorns.
Yes.
Because unicorns are mythical and they're special and we're one of a kind. So we have this thing now, we're team unicorns and blah, blah, blah. And actually for EDC, we're going to do Friday unicorns, Saturday panda theme.
Yes.
And you showed us that there's an actual thing called unicorn meat.
Yeah, it's on GameStop.
But if you read the description of it, it's hilarious.
That's all I'm going to get to right now.
How it came to be.
It's just cool. It's in a can.
It looks like Spam. It looks like Spam meat, but with unicorn all over.
Yeah, it's a little.
And I actually want to buy some to eat in Orlando.
After reading what I read.
For Angel's birthday.
Which I'm very sorry, guys. We're just like the whole entire thing's throwing us off completely. Here we go. Unicorn meat. It's 14 ounces of delicious unicorn meat, canned for your convenience. Imported from a small independent cannery in Country Meath, Ireland. Crunchy horn bits in every bite, an excellent source of calcium. Tastes like rotisserie chicken, but with a hint of marshmallow sweetness. Especially spreadable for sandwiches, horse divorce, and more. Sparkling meat leans the unmistakable air of class and sophistication to your parties. Unlike other meats, unicorn fat is polyunsaturated and lowers your LDL cholesterol. Not yet approved by the USDA or FDA. But the nuns have eaten it for centuries, and they're healthy as horses. I'm not done yet. Okay, for real. You can't eat this. Dismembered stuffed unicorn in a can. The bottom of the tin is easily removable to gain access to the mini dead unicorn inside. No can opener needed. And it's only $10. I'm telling you, we have to buy that. It's funny as hell. I like it. But GameStop has a lot of stuff there. It's the Think Geek section. which I told you they have the game boards that are like Mario and Zelda and all that stuff. And they have statues of all the characters, which I do want to start collecting the statues because they're nice. They're like really
nice. I want to get the statue that we saw of the Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But the vintage one. Yeah. She has the...
Well, they have it in GameStop. They have it in Borders. If you go to the Think Geek section, they have lightsaber chopsticks, the one that we've seen everywhere.
Yes.
They have Star Wars Darth Vader toaster also there.
Oh, I want that.
I'm like, they have a lot of cool stuff there. I didn't think they would have that, but they're going outside the box now. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. Plus, if you're a vintage video game player like I am, which I love playing vintage video games, they actually have now all the old video game systems and video games online. So it's pretty cool to check that out.
You know, it's funny. My sister got my brother condoms, and it's Darth Vader that says, I will not be your daddy. Or I will not be your father.
So, we still have theme parks to talk about, but we had a commercial for Loot Crate. So basically, you know, Loot Crate is Comic Con in a box, blah, 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 blah. I got my Loot Crate this past weekend. I have to admit, this is the best Loot Crate I've ever gotten.
Mine did suck.
Well, actually, yours I'm changing next month. To the you have now the arcade. No, you have the arcade or you have the nerd?
I had the arcade box.
I think the nerd block is changing to Star Wars and Star Trek.
I mean, I saw your Loot Crate. Damn, your box brings a lot of stuff.
It brought me like a vinyl Joker figure. Hello. Mm-hmm. It brought me a Carnage mug. Thank God I now have a coffee mug.
We actually periscoped it.
Yes. Which I'm going to post on my YouTube channel. I have not had time, guys. I started school. It's been a mess this week. What else did it bring? It brought me Los Pollos from the Breaking Bad series, the apron, which is pretty cool. I'm going to start grilling that when Hurricane Erica comes by and knocks us all our power and I have to cook outside. What else did it bring? It brought like a bunch of like pins. It brought a little book. So, I mean, it was actually a very, very good Loot Crate.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, happy we told him I'm gonna get you, you know, your arcade box. I'm like, oh, okay, which is a knockoff of Loot Crate, and now I know what.
Well, I mean, the only cool thing about your box is it's now giving me a new cosplay, which I can actually do, which is Hank from Evolve.
Right.
I mean, I can actually pull that off because I do have a beard, so I can actually pull off that cosplay without being like a total weirdo. So I'm gonna try pulling it off not this year, but probably for next year. And of course, for theme park, they have announced in Universal Studios a new ride. It's Fast and the Furious. No, it's not the Paul Walker experience, like I told our unicorn brother, Angel, which started crying when I said that.
Can you tell him a story about that?
All right, before I get on the ride, basically I go to him, I go, bro, Universal's gonna call.
Angel is a huge drift fan.
Yeah, he's a huge drift Paul Walker fan. Like, the guy goes to drift shows, he goes to all these car shows, he wants to get a fast car and all that. He's Paul Walker fan to the max. And I go, bro, they're going to come out of Fast and the Furious Ride Universal. His eyes lit up and everything. I go, yeah, bro, it's called the Paul Walker Experience. That kid just didn't see a word. All he sees a tear. His eyes getting teary-eyed. Because he felt like wow. And I go, what, too soon? Like,
it is too soon.
I was like, what, man? It's pretty cool. You got in the whole entire race. You're racing and all that.
And then I said the little emoji of a car. Plus, oh, yeah. Tree, he goes, happy face, and he goes, fuck you.
So, no, it's going to be called Fast and the Furious Supercharged. It is not going to be like the one in Hollywood, in California.
But is it like a ride or like a show?
It's a ride.
So, it's not like Speed Track?
No. It's basically, I'm going to read off. It's a storyline set in San Francisco. Pretty cool. I'll explain why. And we'll have different ride system and that allow guests to board specially designed vehicles for an adrenaline-pumping ride with your favorite stars from the film. Disaster will be closing for good September 8th to make room, as well as Beetlejuice, but the date hasn't been announced yet for Beetlejuice. But they might just move Beetlejuice to Fear Factor to, you know, to take over Fear Factor, because Fear Factor is going to close. So it's going to basically take up from Beetlejuice all the way to Disaster. That whole entire area is going to be made into the Fast and the Furious. The cool thing is that you're going to be able to go inside and see all the cars.
From the movie.
And the reason why they picked San Francisco is because obviously the Orlando is in LA, so they have the LA setting. But if you actually walk out of Disaster, what's the first thing you see in front of you? Fisherman's Wharf.
Right.
Which is in San Francisco.
Exactly.
So instead of changing the whole entire landscape of everything, we're just going to make it San Francisco's area that the.
Did they ever make a Fast and the Furious in San Francisco?
They made a Fast and the Furious in LA. Yes, in Los Angeles. They did make one right there. They said this ride is going to be 100% different, which is pretty cool. And then I don't want him to close Beetlejuice. Well, Disaster, so when we go in October, there's no more Disaster for the kids. Which, whatever, that's fine. We will be able to see Beetlejuice with them. That's good. I like the Beetlejuice show.
I'll be waiting somewhere else.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the show. We're going to go see it. Yes, the kids like it. And then three rides that are closing or are closed for refurbishment is the Kraken in SeaWorld. So you're lucky on that. You don't have to ride it now. It's no one knows why. It's basically just stopped one day.
It's always being fixed.
Yeah, it's like
it's been having issues since forever.
It just stopped one day, and they're like, all right, we're going to fix it. And they don't know what's going to come back on.
And you know what else? The one that's like, that looks like the water log.
The Manta?
No. It looks like Splash Mountain, but it's like SeaWorld.
Oh, I don't know. That's one that we're going to ride.
Well, that one's always closing down, too.
Well, hopefully it doesn't when we go. Universal Orlando, the Hulk. Which is,
I know.
It's been due for it. And the reason why is because if you notice, the Hulk never closed. It's always been up for all these years. They never refurbished it.
Even after that lady died.
So they never refurbished it. Mind you, the ride goes every day. The thing is that it's stopping sometimes. So you're sometimes in line. The 10-minute wait. It's like, oh, now it's 60 minutes because the ride has to shut down for a little bit.
That shit got stopped on me when I was like halfway through the loop.
Oh, so here we go. Block Talk Radio, we are seeing problems with one of our recording services, which may interrupt some shows. Our engineering and product teams are investigating. We apologize and we'll send updates as soon as we have.
Great! News. An hour into the show.
Yeah, into the show. And then, of course, Primeval World and Walt Disney is going to shut down pretty soon.
Why?
You know what that ride is? You've been to the Daytona U Fair, right? Mm-hmm. You've been to the Crazy Mouse?
Yes.
That's the Primeval World. And freaking Disney.
The dinosaur one?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the dinosaur, main dinosaur.
No.
The one that's outside the little roller coaster?
I go on that one with Miley a lot.
You know why they're closing it?
Why?
Because people are having back.
Because of the spins.
No, because they're saying it's too rough.
Yeah, when you areas. Spin. Have you been on it?
Yes, I've been on it. And I think that's probably why I have so
it's many back. It's gotten to a point where they tell you to go in first and then the child to the side. But I learned that no, because when we did that once, I crushed Miley. Stop laughing.
Sorry,
so then we learned that she either goes in the middle, it is three of us, or she sits towards the inside and you towards the outside.
The reason I laugh is because the way that she grabbed the little two minion figures and she tried showing how Miley got crushed.
She with crushed.
Them. So if you guys don't know, I have a lineup of figures right in front of my computer.
Because he's weird.
Yes, I am weird. And I need help with my homework. So if anybody wants to help me, you don't get paid.
It's an internship.
I might give you credit for it. That's another
it's
job.
It's a trap.
Basically, that's all we have for this week. We are very sorry for all the interruptions. We had so many cool stuff that's going to be playing.
I know. We'll probably play it next time.
Oh, next time.
Hey, this Saturday, we're going to be having another live broadcasting from the Light of the Night Block.
Yes. Hopefully, we don't have it like this again because I can't deal with that. So if you guys want to be on our show, if you're a cosplayer, if you're a video gamer, if you're a YouTuber, if you are just a cool person that likes to play video games or whatever, I don't give a crap.
Come by.
Say hi.
If you want to hear about our weekly parties, you want to get a bottle, you want to party with us, by all means, stop by the booth. We'll be there.
You know, stop by. We will interview you. We'll talk with you. You know, you'll see signs. It's very easy to spot us. I'm going to have a nice big blue tent. I am taking the tent. We're going to have a nice table. We're going to have a sign that says Lauderdale Heldens and one sign that says One End in Miami. Come by and say, oh, shit, cool, what's up? And just party with us and the Blazer Robots.
And again, we'll be having a sign-in sheet where you could be on our weekly mailing list, and you could probably win a VIP.
Yeah, the announcements that we do are, for every event, you'll be part of it. So basically, you know, check it out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Follow me on Twitter. It's very simple. It's EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. Why in the world did I just count it on my finger? But yes, it's EONPHAZE.
Hooked on Phonics.
For me.
So stupid.
And yours?
Vixen J 0601 on both Twitter and Instagram. And Periscope.
Yes, on Periscope, guys. We'll be doing a lot more Periscopes. If you weren't there last week, I don't know. I don't know why you weren't there last week when we did our Periscope on Valentino Connor, the one with PDQ.
Yes.
But that's all the time we have. Man, I had a cool song at the end.
I know.
This is terrible. Sing. Sing for the people.
I'm a little teapot, shut and spout. Here is my handle, this is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Pour me out.
Does this play anymore? Is it playing?
Bye.
No, it's not. Of course not. All right. Bye, everybody. I'm gonna kill the fucking boss. But watch. Now it works. Hello? I told him it goes now. Hello? Hello? I'm about to email people and go, boy, you guys just fucked up my show.